B-Pod Studios.
You hear Brian at 6 o'clock with the Fanatic Pro Show, but he joins us right now, number 36. What's up, B-West?
I'm enjoying Victory Monday, Mike, and that's what it's all about. Just no matter who you play, we just want to enjoy Victory Monday, and I'm enjoying it myself.
All right. Now, it was a big win. Two clutch performances in a row with Carson Wentz in the fourth quarter. Well-engineered drive, and they took the lid off of a couple players. Well, first of all, what did you think of the quarterback?
Well, I think early on he started a little erratic. He was throwing the ball kind of all over the place, missing a couple guys here and there. But just like you mentioned, just like last week, in that second half in the fourth quarter in particular, he settled in and got into a rhythm. And for him, that's what it's all about. And maybe starting the game isn't just one of those things where his strong suit. And once he settles in, he looked great. He was on the move. He looked comfortable. He's throwing the ball accurately. It was good to see Carson Wentz do all the things that when you pay a guy on that level, you expect him to be able to do. It was good to finally see that for two games in a row.
You had to have a special interest in yesterday's game because of Miles Sanders having a 25-touch Westbrook type of game. 19 carries, had to bust out 56, caught six more balls for 50 more. Is the young man finally here as an NFL player?
Well, I think we've seen a progression of a rookie throughout this season. We've seen a guy that early on was missing holes because his eyes weren't in the right place. He was lacking patience. He was trying to get to the outside when the hole is right in front of him in the middle of the field. And now we see a much more polished running back, a guy that is using his vision, that's setting up his blocks, that's using his patience, most importantly, that's going to allow him to see the holes right in front of him. And the other and probably the biggest thing is that he's not worried about getting to the outside. He's going to follow and trust the schemes and allow the blocks to work for him. And you saw again yesterday, he has surprising speed. And I think it might have been the Miami game. He had a long run. And I was shocked that he was that fast. Yesterday, he showed it again how fast he really is. Another good showing for Miles Sanders. Again, he is the most explosive weapon that we have on this football team. He needs to touch the ball between 22 and 25 times per game.
Yeah, he blew past those guys on that big run. The acceleration he had was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, that's the best thing that he's had. His acceleration, he has a nice burst. These holes in the NFL, they open up quick and they close quickly. And he has a little bit of a hop in his step these last couple weeks that has been very impressive. We've seen the growth of a young running back.
All right, let's get to the crux of the issue that most people are thinking about and reacting to, and it's all of a sudden Greg Ward comes off the mat and plays well, makes four big catches on that final drive, and Boston's got 2 weeks in a row, and people are saying, why so long to put these guys in the lineup? Now, I don't know. I'm not at practice, but what is your opinion on that whole thing? They went with guys who were unproductive rather than try these other guys, and all of a sudden they try these guys and they work.
Well, they went with guys that they have more experience. They went with guys that they've had more invested into those guys, meaning draft picks and money. And that's normal in the NFL. I mean, we're not, you know, there's only a few teams in the NFL like the Patriots that are willing to say, I don't care where you got drafted. If you're not producing, you're not going to play. There's not a lot of teams that do that. And because of that, that's how you justify some of the draft picks. And that's why Mac Hollins stuck around for so long. If he was an undrafted guy, they would have got rid of him weeks ago, right? And so, a lot of times when you spend money on a guy, a lot of times when you've invested draft picks in a guy, they get a lot more opportunities than a guy that is a practice squad type of a player, as well as a guy that was undrafted. And this is a blatant demonstration of that, what we're seeing right here. Greg Ward catches the football well. He runs good routes. And Boston Scott, same type of thing.
Well, there's something distasteful about that, though. You can see, like, the average guy doesn't care about the draft status, and I know the organization doesn't want to look bad by replacing the drafted player with the guy on the practice squad, but aren't you depleting your team? Isn't that the most important part?
Well, yes. The most important part, really, is to find a guy that's going to work. And for some reason, we kept on going back to the well with the same guys that were not working for us. And finally, because of injury, quite honestly, because think about this, Mike. If it wasn't due to all because of all the injuries, these guys still wouldn't be playing. They'd still be on the practice squad for the most part, or on the bench watching the other guys playing. So, that's one thing that Doug has to look at from a coach's standpoint. That if it's not working, you got to do something a little bit different. And hopefully this season will teach them that.
All right, last question. I know you got the big show tonight. The Cowboys, when you looked at them yesterday, you know, we were all under the impression that they were coming apart at the seams, and all of a sudden they bang a big effort yesterday by using their strengths, which is to run the football. When you look at this next week, what kind of chance do you think the Eagles have against this team? Is that fool's gold the Cowboys showed last week, or have they now gotten it back?
The big question for the Eagles this week will be, can you stop the run? If Zeke is able to go out there and average 4 yards a carry, 5 yards a carry, the Cowboys will continue to run it. We saw also last week that Tony Pollard, the backup running back, I mean, he looked so fast, looked like a lightning bolt coming out of the backfield. He is someone that will touch the football as well. And so you have to be able to stop the running backs, because once they get that running game going, that pass game gets just going just as fast. And so it's going to be critical that our defense, who I don't think has played very well these last 2 weeks, gets things going early on. And it's going to take an awful lot. So it will be interesting.
All right, so 7 in the box. Malcolm's got to be up.
Well, here's the hard part, though, Mike. We've been beat. I mean, Adrian Peterson averaged 4.1 yards a carry yesterday, and we've been beat by the long pass. Dallas has the ability with Randall, I mean, with Cobb under the middle to catch the ball pretty well. Michael Gallup is a deep threat for sure. Amari Cooper breaks tackles, one thing that we struggled with the last couple of weeks. So if you just look at, you know, player for player and what they do well, what the Cowboys do well and what we do poor on the defensive side of the ball, you would say that our matchup is not very good against this football team. I mean, you have to be honest and say that, and it would almost repeat what we did the first time we played Dallas. And so we have to figure out something to do different. We got to play a lot more stout defensively, and it's really going to start up front. Fletcher Cox is going to have to step up to the challenge, and I don't know that he had a particularly great game yesterday.
No, he did not. All right, we'll leave on that note, because I'm feeling the same way you're feeling. I don't know what can happen.
Let me tell you this, though. Let me tell you this. I'm going to mention something about Carson Wentz during the show tonight that a lot of people may not like to hear. I think it's true. I think it needs to be said.
Uh-oh. So
I will mention that during the show tonight.
All right. Stay tuned for that. The Fanatic Pro Show coming your way, 6 to 7 from PJ's in Cherry Hill with Devon Gibbons. We'll look forward to it, Brian. Thanks, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.